What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to About Even for another week. Are we approaching round four or round five this week? I can't remember. Round four. Brought to you by good friends at Neds, the number one betting platform on planet Earth. You can follow along all our profiles on the Neds app, see what we're betting on, see how good we're going or how bad we're going in my case. Also, we've got the About Even group in there. The code is dribblers. You get in there and you can all share bets and chat shit. Joined as always by the one and only rugby league guru, Sebo, Eddie. How are we all? It's great to see everyone's smiling faces today.
I'm fucking great, mate. I'm fucking great. Punting like God at the moment, so feeling good, you know, pretty simple.
There was just, it was more a question just about how you are as a person, not like, you can be humble sometimes and just be like, hey, you know, how's everyone going?
If I was punting like that, I would not be humble.
No. Well, you went hard. You went hard in the paint on Instagram after one win, which I get. But like, you are as humble as Eddie.
There's no place for humility on this show.
It's a great point.
Well, if you thought I went hard on Instagram, you should have seen me in my lounge room. It was quite the celebration. My missus said, "How much did we win?" I said, "Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
No. You won nothing.
Pride.
I won something." Sebo,
I'm good. Tired, and also a little bit angry at you for kind of ruining the Kyle Felt. Cow's got like 50 points and you have to come out with a fucking hat trick thing, and pretty much the entire punting world missed out on a leg there because of you. So it would have been good to get two bets. I got one bet. I'll take that as a bit of a springboard.
Don't blame me for that. Realistically, the Kyle Felt hat should be Kyle Felt getting a hat trick. That makes way more sense than just Kyle Felt any time.
But all he's saying is you, because you're so shit, ruined it for everyone else. I'd felt double that gets up, obviously. I would have got four bets last week.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have felt hat. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it wouldn't have mattered, though.
No, it wouldn't have. But listen, if that's all, if in one small act of you know, the from me, it sort of robs you guys of units, I'll take that.
You're unloved by the punting
that's
gods.
That's all right. They come around. The punting gods are fickle, and sometimes they love you, sometimes they hate you. We may as well get into accountability.
May as well. Let's do it. Panthers 34 defeat the Broncos 12. Me and Sebo, nice little Thursday night bang. It just gets the weekend going, gets you in a nice place, and sets you up for glory in my case.
I think it's the best game to get a bang on.
Fucking hell.
I love banging. I love banging a Thursday night.
Yeah. Mr. Thursday night.
Thursday night route, you're happy. Yeah. Happy like, as Larry.
Sunday, you could be like, okay, last game's good. But like, you just prefer that, okay, I've got the mentality set up for the weekend. I'm banging. I got some cash now.
Yeah, like a Thursday night bang is almost, and I'm speaking from like what I remember 50 years ago when I used to get them, is almost like American Psycho, shirt off, flexing, whereas a Sunday bang is like lazy doggy. You're feeling a bit sorry for yourself and you're tired.
Yeah. It's all very lazy. Yeah. You know, it might even be, as Shane Gillis says, like belly on belly misery, That's the Sunday. Whereas you got a bit about your Thursday night. You're feeling yourself because you've come good, generally speaking. So, Panthers 13 plus Taruva, that's just money for Jam. Sebo, Panthers only team to score 20, and Taruva, red for everyone else. Stiff shit. Warriors 18 defeat the Raiders 10. I'm just working now, baby. Warriors -4.5. Thanks very much. Under 47.5. Tight game. Shit up. Bit of a shit up when you're playing the Raiders. And Metcalf, who's just having an absolute fucking day out to start the season. Big fan of LM. 725. Okay. He's 2 from 2. And heating up. Everyone else red. Stiff shit. Roosters 48 defeat the Rabbitohs 6.
Did Tupo score in that game? I don't feel like he did.
He did not.
He did not.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was like, that's why I almost wanted to call it a bad beat when you get fucking 50 points scored in two but doesn't score one.
That's red. We can fix that up. We can fix that
up. Well, that's honourable, right?
No, it's honourable. Listen, a lot of us were lured in by the White and bullshit. He didn't look like scoring. Not once. I don't even think he got the ball much. It was awful stuff from the Rabbitohs. If you're a fan of them, Sebo, then hang your head in shame for going for such a pathetic club.
Yeah, your club sucks.
Yep. There's literally nothing to say at the moment. It sucks. It's rot. I don't know what is rotting, but something's rotting.
Oh, it's rotten, dude. Rotten.com.
Yeah, it is rotten.com. It's like going on rotten.com. I actually was too much of a pussy to actually look at rotten. Like when everyone else would load rotten.com up, it would be like, oh no, and like my, like be looking over the computer screen.
Rotten.com, you know? Was my earliest exposure to the most fucking gory shit I've ever seen in my life. Like real fucked up
real
stuff.
Real like helicopter decapitation.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah.
Nah, you can belt that. That's the rubber. Right now, rotten.com. Bulldogs 32 defeat the Titans 0. Jacob Preston crossed for me pretty early. I thought, Carney P, surely, son.
I was death riding Carney P.
Surely, Carney P, get up and work, son. And does.
I got a kicks as well. I was going for Matty Burt's.
Yeah, you were a Burt man. Imagine being me, though, right?
No bets, nothing. I get my asshole ripped apart last week because I'm fucking coming in, I'm disheveled, I don't know what's going on, and I'm just desperate for a goddamn bet. I'm screaming at the fucking TV. They're beating the fuck out of the Titans.
Did he look likely, Burton?
Nah, not really. But there were times when it was like, give him the ball maybe, and he could have. Like, one more pass, and he could have.
One more pass, yeah.
Might have been there, but
hands
nothing,
will do
nothing
it.
Really.
Hands will do it?
Nothing really.
AKP doesn't score because the Titans don't score a point.
No.
32-0. Pound town stuff. That's legs over the shoulders into your work. Well done, Bulldogs. Cowboys 46 defeat the Dragons 24, as we touched on moments ago. It's all because of Tom.
Yep.
It's all because of Tom.
I was at Robson away as well. Not that that means much.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
95% because Reece Robson felt away.
As I said last week, Reece Robson does not score often. You were making
that.
Like
he was getting,
you were getting a great price for Reece.
He
scored like two tries
last
year.
Yeah, dude, 46 points of Robson away. Felt not scoring is fucking insane. Again, when I get on there and I put in my fucking felt hat bet on the About Even Instagram, and he doesn't score a single fucking rugby league try, like, you know I'm poison right now. Stay away from me.
I felt no need whatsoever to point out that I was a felt away. For you to feel the need to say you were a Robson away is fucking outrageous.
Oh, no, it's absolutely.
Dude, you've got to find the silver lining.
It's disgusting. Apologies to the Lippy, who did get Warriors 1-12, Roosters and a Dommy, and at this point, Cowboys -7.5. So tracking pretty well at the moment, the Lip. However, we continue. Tigers 32 defeat the Sharks 6. No one saw this coming. No one. Red everywhere except for a guru Buller.
Early, I thought Talakai was going to score. He was looking very likely early on, and then it just all went to shit.
Not only did we jinx Talakai to not score, he's been moved into the second row this week. We really did the special on him.
Yeah.
I got really bored. I was watching the game by myself, home alone, boys asleep, and I had Mulatalo on my supercoach team. I'm just going to captain him. Like, I want to watch a captain, and you watch the game play out, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Why did you put the C on it?
Because
him?
I was Jesus. Just like, this might
That's
be...
That's fucking weird.
My son, I liked...
You actually jinked all of us in this game, because last week you were like, this is a fucking fill-your-boots game.
Yeah.
This is a fucking... Sharks are going to absolutely murder them. Tries are plenty. They scored one, and it was Hazleton, with respect.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't know what like, it's me. I had the Tigers CFO watching the game. Well, he was watching the game beforehand at my place, so maybe that
the
was
the Tigers something. CFO?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Tigers chief financial officer?
Yeah. Yeah. He Who? Was my my mate, Tim. He's the...
He's the CFO of the Tigers?
Yeah. So he was going to Leichhardt, and I live in Stanmore, so he kind of swung by my place beforehand. So
is he
thought,
new? Is he newly appointed CFO? Yeah, yeah. Okay, interesting. Well, don't show him the shit we say on this show.
Or do.
Yeah, or do, actually.
Or do. No,
get us to the game, he... CFO of the Tigers. That'd be
Box
fun.
Stuff.
Box stuff, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Leichhardt. I mean, he would
well,
invite me.
Well, no, not Leichhardt. That thing's fucking falling apart. Get us to one with a real box. I've been to the Leichhardt boxes before. They stink. Anyway.
You also see?
As in they smell?
Well, no, I can't smell. They're just awful.
Right,
like,
right.
They're like the worst fucking...
Yeah, you know. For sure.
Hit up Seamless Pete, as I said. Seamless Pete.
Oh, Seamless works there now.
Seamless
Shit.
Is like the head of freaking
so
communications.
So we know, we're basically the C-suite of the Tigers are all our mates. Okay. Fucking
Jesus.
Sure.
Yeah, looking good for them.
Yeah,
the rebuild,
if only it was a better club. Why can't we have friends at the fucking Seagulls, the Roosters or some shit? We get a box.
Well, we got friends at the Seagulls. That's unfair.
Great point.
We do get looked after. We were in a box 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we were good.
Now, Eels 28 defeat the Seagulls 24. I will hand over to good friend, dear friend, the rugby league guru, to walk us through his first bang of the year.
Yeah, the bright lights, they were getting very, very bright, starting to feel the pressure. I think Tommy pointed out that I probably did overreact a little bit. I regret nothing, though, because I don't know when I'm going to celebrate another one. Let's be fucking honest here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were throwing around baggy green rhetoric. That's how confident you were after one win.
Yeah. And I stand by it, believe me. Ruben, Garrick, Turbo. Boys, I thought the value for those boys last week was unbelievable.
Mm.
It was unreal. Into the overs. We just about crossed at halftime, so that was delicious.
Did anyone see how close Omole was with Tommy for that first try scorer?
Yes,
it I did. Was.
And I loved every second of it.
Because
it could have been. It could have been anyone. It could have been Homoles. It could have been Turbos. There was a couple other boys sniffing around.
I was screaming my little lungs out, but always happy for Tommy. Whatever, it's fine.
Great, great stuff.
Well done, Guru.
Well done, Guru. 9:47 for the route two, which I think may be the biggest of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I think it is. I think it probably is. So well done, mate. You've got that chalked up against your name.
The monkey off your back.
The monkey off the back. Then Knights 14 defeat the Storm 12. Some people are saying this is an immortal bet. It's definitely an immortal side bet. Tom comes on last week.
An immortal bet.
Trying to throw... Immortal side bet. Trying to throw his fucking willy around like he's some big tough cunt. Talking heaps of shit.
Like, it was an ugly bet.
Like, okay, what? So Storm's plus 7.5 in a game that's going to be fucking low scoring. What's wrong with that? Nah, no answer. Under 44.5, what's wrong with that? Nah, no answer. Mm. Pap, fucking thoroughbred. What's wrong with that? Nah, no answer. Mm. I was so confident, punters and dribblers, I gave him 2-1 odds on a bet paying 520. Mm. But sometimes you got to back yourself in and stand up to little men trying to throw their little penises around and you know, fucking splash around. So you just go, shut up, cunt. Get out of the pool and go and fucking hug your mum, you loser. You know what I mean?
That was all over the shop. Yeah, no, I get it.
Now,
get
pay it. Up, cunt.
Yeah, I got the money. Yeah, good. I'm not even though you technically owe me money, actually, but that's all right.
Why do I owe you money?
Because you fucking took cash off me to gamble with the pokies a couple of weeks
ago. Well, that was a gift, wasn't it? That was a gift. This will sit. I'm going to start putting my money in here. You get in there with my prized possessions. My prized possessions. Get in there with Jack and Kate. Good. Excellent.
Yeah, look, that was tough for me to watch. I was laying on the floor of my daughter's room putting her to sleep, and I just was I just checked on the phone and saw that Pappy had scored, and I was like, I'm not looking again. I'm just not looking at that fucking thing again. Like, it is what it is. We'll see. It's in the hands of the gods. Then Rue, I think, maybe pointed out in the WhatsApp group. And I could have melted into a puddle on the floor. I was just like, fuck.
Credit where credit's due as well. Obviously, we're dear friends of the Wisharts.
Mm.
Callum, Rod, Tyrone. He scores late for me, maybe like 4 minutes to go to get me into that inside that 7.5 because it was 8 at that point.
Yeah.
But when you're tight with the Wisharts, they'll always deliver for you.
Yep.
So big shout out to the Wishart family, obviously dear close personal friends.
Yeah, it's an immortal side bet.
I took him for an ATS Wishy. Can you believe that out of Wishart and Bradman Best, Best was my issue in that bet?
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, listen, mate, it's a shit bet.
Not my shittest, I'll give you the hot tip.
Unit scoopers, fuck me, this would have been perfect. Seagulls robbed, we all know that. They were robbed and they went to sleep. Now if they didn't go to sleep, we win. If we weren't robbed, we win. And I bang a unit scoop, I would have been 15.36. Unfortunate, doesn't happen. Sebo, he's what? What was you? You had another big bet last week. 2 from 8, yuck.
2.
Guru, nice. 1 from 4, yuck. Lippy, 4 from 7, no good. Tom, 1 from 4, or 1 from 5 even.
5.
1 from 5, it gets better and better. I love it. I'm just going to do some housekeeping. Just bear with me while I just do a little bit of housekeeping, because we need accurate numbers, accurate figures, accurate numbers and accurate
figures. It's important.
Punters and dribblers.
I obviously was disappointed to see Manly lose. Manly should win, and I probably, if gun to the head, I would say I'd take a Manly win and an Eddie unit scooper because Manly first. But it's the only silver lining in a Manly robbery that you didn't get that fucking thing.
Yeah,
the only
devastating.
Line.
Obviously, the hot seat goes because Manly were robbed. We now have 6 weeks left, so it's all to play for. I tell you what, I moved back into a reasonable position.
We're all in a reasonable position.
We're all in, it's very open. Leaderboard. Edward, myself, 3 from 9, 15 from 24 legs. That's good punting.
That's good punting.
7.52 units. Okay. Not yet. Don't jump the gun. Lippy, 3 from 9, minus 0.39, because you'd fucking, you would just hand in units out with your $1.90 bets, mate. Shit. Guru, sorry, mate. 1 from 9 for the Roo, minus 0.6. So still not a positive week for you, mate, but you're moving in the right direction. Give yourself a pat on the back. Sebo, 1 from 9, minus 2.66. And Tom, last, again, 0 from 9, 4 from 20. In the legs, minus 4.84 leaderboard. Belt's back with daddy. Belt's back with its dad.
Yeah. Who was it? Who had it before?
Lippy.
Ah, yuck.
But, I mean, that was only... Yeah, but they didn't punt the first week. It was temporary. Yeah, okay. 5 from 28, 17.85%. 42% of my legs, minus 4.68. Going all right. Lippy, second, minus 10.57. Guru, third, minus 15.28, and Sebo, fourth, minus 16.93. Now, we're all together going to go through Tom's bets and legs because it's a bit of fun. Zero from 28. I was saying zero from 27 on my little video giving you a belting.
That was a belting.
It's actually zero from 28, so it's even worse than that.
Yeah.
Gets better. That's 0% if you're not a big math guy. 18 from 67 legs, 26.8% of his legs. And after just 3 rounds of rugby league, minus 24.79.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm in the fight of me
young life. You'll be out of money by round 12.
I won't be, mate. I'll be right, but I am in the fight of me young life.
By round 12, Tom out of money.
Nah, there's ways around this. There's ways to do it. Listen, obviously I've got a few things to fall back on. I'm not going to fall back on them yet. But there are ways to stem the flow, as it were. But listen, What are you going to do?
Pinch your cock?
I'm going to have to something and put a peg on it. Look, I'm a realist. I'm in the fight of my life right now. I'm up against it. This is not good. And I'm telling you, I'm not fucking confident this week either. I don't like a fucking single bet I've got this week. But we're going to see how we go. You know, it's chin up sort of stuff. It's fucking put your shoulders back. It's, you know, it's
walk fighting. With confidence.
Walk with confidence and purpose, even if you feel unconfident and purposeless. But yeah, look, 24 units down is not a great fucking start.
That none from 28 just looks so nice.
It doesn't look as bad as the 0%. I feel that's the worst looking stat.
Also, leg percentage is a lot like completion rate, I feel. So, like, I mean, that's not good for anyone except Eddie.
Well, no, so me and Lippy are completing pretty well. Guru actually completing the poorest of all of us. 14 from 62 legs, 22.58%. So
that would say to me he's kind of got like a lucky 100-meter try off like a kind of shit.
An intercept.
Yeah, intercept try, yeah.
Realistically, let's not sugarcoat this. Guru got lucky on a 957 bet, all right? He would be down with Tom. Tom obviously unit scooped early, like I did as well. And the Titans dumbest bet of the round.
Yeah, that's,
that's the dumbest bet of the year, of all time. Easily.
Yeah, no, comfortably.
But Guru going like a busted ass. Let's not gloss over that.
He's actually like, if I didn't triple stack it, he'd be coming last.
I appreciate that anyone thinks there's a universe where I take an intercept and go the full 100. That was very nice of you, and it almost feels like a compliment all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, that's accountability.
All right, punters, let's get into some betting. First game, we have got the Roosters v. the Panthers at Allianz Stadium. The Roosters are $1.55, Panthers $2.45. Few injuries and outs. The line 4.5, total 39.5 points. For the first time today, it is my great honour and privilege to welcome in the one and the only random stats guy, Nathan Corbay. How are you, sir?
Brilliant, mate.
Looking very broke back today, mate.
Broke back once again. Of course, we're back on top of the table. Just want to put out some Cowboy stats just quickly, if I may. Last three teams to be first and 3-0 have made the grand final. Last team to be outright first, 3-0, won the comp. So once again, PVL, great listener. Appreciate all your work. Stop the count.
They're pretty good stats. I'll say that.
Yeah, they are.
They're pro-rando stats.
They're pro-rando stats.
Obviously, but I find them interesting.
Mm. I mean, good odds for the Cowboys to get into the grand final. Anyway, enough about that.
What are they paying to make the grand final?
Not on me. Okay. I've already put the bet through. Roosters Panthers Thursday night, light rain before kickoff. It'll be 20 degrees. Now, of course, the big miss is Nathan Cleary, but that hasn't really mattered because when Jerome Luai has been leading the halves for Penrith, They've won their last 8 matches in a row. A quarter of those wins, 2, if I may, were against the Roosters. So I don't mind the Panthers here as the underdogs. More on Luai, 5 assists in the 3 games Cleary didn't play last year. Each of his assists have gone to one man this season, and that is Brian To'o. He has scored in his last 3 games against the Roosters. The Roosters have leaked 50% of their tries to left edge players this season and is pretty good value to score.
Just quickly, Cowboys to make the grand final, $7.50.
Beautiful money.
If you want to buy into Rando's very biased.
Did Rando just say, who was your try scorer there, Penrith?
Brian To'o.
Jesus
value.
Christ.
He said value. So
value,
we're
let's see what that is. 230 actually is value.
Right? That is.
Brian To'o. Because usually Rando will bring up a Brian To'o when he's paying like $1.05.
Not today.
So today actually is a reasonable To'o.
But with Nath out, though he doesn't play on Nath's side anymore.
He doesn't.
And who's playing 6 for him?
Luai. But
who's 7?
Brad Schneider comes in.
Brad Schneider. Okay, Brad. Cool. Well, Guru, I'm going to let you go first, mate, in celebration of your maiden victory.
I appreciate it. So for this game, I like the Panthers head-to-head. I think there's good value in them there. And I think this will be a really low-scoring affair. I think, obviously, Penrith, best defensive side in the competition. But without Nath, I think that their attack will struggle a little bit. So I'm going to go neither team to score 20-plus. Panthers head-to-head, I think we get a cracker on Thursday night, like a 16-14, 18-16, something along those lines. Okay. $6.50 for that.
I'm going Panthers as well. I am also going to 230 is value. And then I'm just throwing a Tupo in there. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen? But I'm thinking they're matching up, aren't they, To'o Tupo?
No, they're not.
Are they not?
Other way around.
Fuck it. Well, this is why I did pick him, but it's obviously fucked now, and I'm too late. But because it was just going to be kicking high balls to him, and Tupo's just going to jump.
Taruva is about half the size.
Taruva isn't actually tall either, though, is he? So fuck it. That's a genius bet for
me. No one ever does it.
No, they don't do it. But I'm hoping that they will do it. That's my hope. It's my desperate hope. I did say that I hate my bets, so I don't hate this bet, but Panthers, Tottenham, Tupo, 13-14.
Do you remember when we were kids and it just felt like every Friday night it was just kick to the wingers at the end of every set? Yeah. You just don't see it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
They used to do that. Yeah.
It feels like constantly. It was the end of every set.
The end of the set. Yeah. It was kicked to the
Luke
wings.
Rooney, bloody yeah. Luke Lewis just going up.
Yeah. Great point. Luke. It was Hail Mary rugby league, really.
But it kind of wasn't as well. Like, it was just that you just were good at it. You had your outside backs that were good at fucking doing it. And it was also, like, you've kind of got the advantage anyway as the attacking side because you're coming forward, right? Your Folau's of the world.
Well, I was about to say that. Like, Israel Folau in Origin used to do it all the fucking time.
But, like, I don't get the whole, like, any time they run it on the last and there's nothing really going, like, oh, good place to hand a ball over. It's like, okay, just aim for a kick and
they kick more.
If they catch it on the in goal, it's a 7 tackle.
Okay, but maybe just pull it up even shorter. But, like, it's just, like, just go for it.
If they put it up now, they put it more in, like, the middle. So, like, you got fucking back rows and shit now leaping.
The only team that really does it to wingers now is the Dragons, and Lomax has about 4 opportunities a game, and he hasn't swallowed one of them yet.
No. Yeah.
The only try that the Roosters have scored off a kick was that Sandon Smith make-up kick where he kicked it off the ground into the air. That was the only high kick that the Roosters have scored off this season.
A hot little kick, that one.
What are you doing, Ed? I agree with my fellow members of the show that I think this is going to be tight rugby league football. I think without Cleary, the Panthers fucking knuckle down and get gritty in defence, and their defensive systems will not have changed, punters and dribblers, even though Cleary not playing. I like either team less than 12.5. And Tedesco, who is in a rich vein of form after a bit of a Barry Crocker last year, I'm vibing Tedesco again, and I want to vibe him because there's a captain of my state, and I think he'll score a try in a big game. $4.25.
Sebo?
I'm also vibing unders, bit of a slugfest, but I actually moved the line like 2 points. I made my own total 41.5.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
It just felt a bit fresher, like going, someone's not getting to 20. You're like, we know that. And then it's just like, just give me that little bit of breathing room. And I thought maybe I'm a genius here. I saw Taylan May. I don't know what he is priced, but it was like good value going, now Luai's going to be in charge and he's going to be going to that side a lot because it's all been Targo. Now, if Nath out, the left will activate with Luai, hoping he stays on that side. So I'm going to just go a Taylan May into an unders alternate line 41.5, 676. Ain't bad for a centre and an unders in a slugfest.
I actually quite like that bet, Seb.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good bet.
That's a nice bet.
Like, you've shown you're working to the point where I can appreciate that. Now, will it get up? Who the fuck knows? Because this is fucked, generally.
Jeez, you understand working now, mate.
Well, he's shown his
work. Must have fucking spanked working India after last week.
He's walked his working. You know, he's walked us through.
Punting is a lot like long division or algebra. Tom just
copied his stuff. This cunt. He just needed a smack last week. Got the belt out and gave him a fucking good hiding for being a dumb cunt.
I hated that bet last week.
For being a dumb cunt. And now working's all in vogue. Now working's in vogue.
No, this is good working. This is good, honest working. Mate, your one last week was a shit bet. It sucked.
All right, mate.
It was the Knights.
Calm down.
No, I will not calm down. What's our Lippy doing?
Man, I'll get the fucking belt out again, you bet. Lippy, Tongo Teddy, 721.
Do you know who the Lippy is? Because it's the guy that you told
Lippy
me to get
week,
someone in.
Slade Morley, Eddie. You remember Slade from behind enemy lines in Newcastle with someone who won't be mentioned?
Slade!
Slade Morley.
Dude, Slade was... He basically, we ran into Slade at the pub and he drove us to the game. He was with us the whole time. He looked after us. He was our guy.
He basically, we were at the pub before the game and then we needed a lift from the pub to the game. And Slade was just a dribbler who was at the pub. He's like, you want a fucking lift? We were like, yep, fuck it. So we all piled into his car safely. And then he drove us to the game and then he came and just sat with us at the game. Did we get him a ticket?
Well, I think we got him a ticket somehow, but also, if memory serves, Slade just whips it into the bloody stadium park.
It may have been legal. I don't know if it was legal.
I don't think it was, but it didn't bother Slade. No. He was that sort of operator.
Yeah, Slade is a serious bit of gear. Then we ended up just ripping with Slade all goddamn night.
Yeah, we did.
Had a big old fucking session with Slade Morley.
Slade, I hadn't thought about Slade for a minute.
Kept in touch with Slade in the DMs every once in a while. He's a Dragons fan, so don't hold that against him. But Slade, a good man.
Big fan of Slade.
And I don't mind Targo Teddy. I don't mind Slade.
Yeah, listen, if Slade put it on, I like it. Slade put it on, I'm a big fan.
Let's move on. Also, listen, like, if there's not many more rugby league names than Slade, I won't hear another word about that.
Slade Morley sounds like he played in the middle, about 140 games and just trucked seed.
Trucked fucking nut.
Slade is a sick name.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking oath it is.
He's also could be, like, in a 90s action film.
That's what I mean, you know. It's like Christian Slater-ish, you know, just Slade. But that's his first name, just...
Slade as a first name is huge.
Like, you never get, if you call your kid Slade, it's like, I'm not going to worry about you if you get, like, lost in a city or even the bush. Like, he can handle yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Slades don't get lost.
Yeah, but even if they do, I'm not saying they're Bear Grylls, but they just manage.
Yeah, they're all good.
They just manage.
Yeah. A kid went missing in, like, the forest for, like, 3 days. Slade Morley.
What's his name?
Found.
Slade. I'll call her for search. He'll find his way back.
Slades find their
He'll
way
call
home.
Call us when he finds a fucking phone.
Slades find their way home.
Anyway, shout out to Slade. Welcome, brah. The next game is the Rabbitohs against the Dogs, 6 p.m. Friday night, a Coors Stadium, one of the shittest, if not actually the shittest stadiums on the face of God's green earth.
It's not one of.
It's the shittest. You'd prefer to play this game at a fucking abandoned Olympic stadium in some fucking country.
Chernobyl.
Exactly. A Coors Stadium sucks. And I say that with respect. The Rabbitohs, $1.48, Bulldogs, $2.65, the line, 6.5, the total, 41.5. Rando, what's up?
Be 24 and dry at a core. Now, the Bunnies just absolutely dominate this Good Friday clash. They've won 8 of the 11 games between these two on the day. It is all about Trell Mitt. 11 try involvements in 3 games against the Dogs. 6 of those try involvements have been tries. He's also scored in each of his last 3 games at a core. But the best value has to be Caraz Wilson combining for 1 try on Friday. The Rabbitohs have let in 8 tries down their left edge this year, 3 last week alone. Either Caraz or Wilson has scored for the Dogs in the first 3 games of the year for them. They both scored last time against the Rabbitohs. That's paying $2.60 just for one of those two to score, and that left edge is shot for the Bunnies.
Like it. I've got Blake Wilson 2+, and that was just a vibe fucking bet. Again, that's just me throwing my fucking dick at anything, not knowing what I'm doing. Blake Wilson 2+, $8. I like it. I tell you what, Caraz has been playing a bit of footy this year.
Yeah, he's been playing footy.
Caraz has been playing footy.
$4.25 anytime as well for Caraz as well. Not too bad. $4.25.
Anytime?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Fuck. You said it. We can do it. If you say it.
You need the
Caraz 425 ATS.
Yes.
If you say it, it can be done. Listen, I'll tell you what I was going to do, punters and dribblers. I was going to go Bulldogs 13 plus, and I'll explain to you why. I would get a lot of enjoyment out of seeing the Rabbitohs lose 13 plus Good Friday football and go 0-4 to start the season. And I believe 4-17 in their last 21 games. I would enjoy watching that. And the sadist in me is like, well, I may as well get a bit of an earn off it if that's going to happen. That was where I was looking to go. Bulldogs to hump the Rabbitohs purely from like a self-enjoyment perspective.
So you're gonna suck yourself off.
I would have if they'd done it. However, Carras at 425 is like basically walking past a fresh punnet of cherries in cherry season and not buying them at a nice price. Like, I'm not doing it. Mm. I'm not walking past a Carras 425 anytime against a side. No disrespect to you, Sebo. That are four from their last 20. Four wins in 20 games. Fucking foul. Odorous. Yeah. Excrement. Carras 425, that's the bet.
Yeah, that's me as well. I've taken that one.
Jackie Wyden has also conceded a try to his opposing centre in each of his three games when playing centre as well.
You just do it.
If this were a different time and I was in a different position, then there could be a stake in it, but I'm not doing it. Sebo?
Look, the Carras is tempting me in, but this is
as if that's not tempting. Yeah, this is a fresh pun of the cherries.
This is like one of those moments where it's like, you know, in those movies, 300, you know, whatever battle, swords and sandals, where you're like, I'm making a last stand knowing I'm dying. You know what I mean? Like, it's
like
just
Hector going out against Achilles.
I know I'm dying. And
well,
it's like,
I thought he was winning, but he was never.
No, Hector thought he was half a chance.
But he wasn't.
He thought he was.
No, Hector he rated himself going into that.
But I feel like that's what this is, because he still rates himself.
No, I'm got like I'm standing with the bunnies. I'm standing on the line. I'm taking the line -6.5 because it's like I just got to stand by it. But also the positive. If I'm going to take the positive side, every team bounces back, and it might be a dead cat bounce, which is a financial term for a stock that's falling and then it has a quick bounce and it just keeps going down. No team doesn't have a dead cat bounce after just getting fucking pumped, especially by your arch rivals. So if they can't have a dead cat bounce now, then it's never. But everyone always has one. It's proven. So I'm going to take -6.5 for the Bunnies and Murray. Because he's the only guy fucking having a go. And he actually gets, I don't know what he scored last year, but he scored a few. And dogs don't have a great middle. They don't. They've got a soft underbelly, just like a real puppy bulldog. So I'm going to take Murray, Bunnies -6.5, 720 for a last stand dead cat bounce bet.
4 from 21 last year.
Yeah, so he scores all right.
Yeah, he scores all right.
He scores all right.
Is he playing on the edge now? Or is he still
is he back to the middle?
I think he's back in the middle.
Thank God. Yeah. For you. Yeah. For me, I am going with Josh Curran. He's coming off the bench, 825. Only played 40 minutes last week because they were up by so much. Didn't play the big minutes he usually does. Boys, Josh Curran, he has scored in the first 5 games of the season, the last 3 years in a row. The last 3 years in a row, he has scored 4 tries in each of those seasons. This is round
4.
Josh Curran, 825. South City's middles look absolutely disgraceful at the moment. Curran is one of the few front row forwards at the Canterbury Bulldogs with a bit of attacking upside. I'm going to take him at $8.25.
Yeah, you want to talk about soft underbellies. You want to talk about soft middles. The Rabbitohs middles are soft as baby shit. Fucking having a crack at the dogs.
Yeah.
No, they suck.
They're like dead. They're like boiled rabbit in a stew. You know what I mean? That sort of
That softness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over.
Not having a crack either. Like it's pathetic.
Over. It's over.
Oh, it's all over. Your opportunity was that grand final that you lost and letting go of Adam Reynolds because apparently no good.
No. Well, because
genius stuff from the Rabbitohs, the Lippy, over 41.5.
Slade. Call him by his name.
Sorry, Slade. Morley. Great name. Over 41.5. Wilson and Trell, 762. Nah. Listen, it's not lighting me up. It's not lighting me up.
All right, next up, Queensland Derby, Suncorp Stadium. We've got the Broncos and the Cows. Broncos favourites, $1.95. Oh, sorry, they're not. Broncos are outsiders, $1.95.
Thank
you. Cows, $1.85.
25, light rain.
What are you saying?
I said thank you.
Oh, I thought you were fucking... the line, 1.5 points. Total points, 41.5. Now, Rando, you fucking uppity bastard. Now you can take it away.
25 and light rain before kickoff is the conditions. Now take off me biased Kubra and just give the real stats for a bit. The Cowboys, they've only won one of their last 9 Friday night games against the Broncos at Suncorp. The Broncos are also 4-0 without Walsh when you take away round 27. But we don't dwell on the losses on this show, do we, Tommy? The Cowboys, they're undefeated this year. They've won 7 of their last 9 games as the favourite, covering the line in 4 of their last 6 night games as favourite. Jeremiah Nanai loves this matchup. He has scored in all 3 games against the Broncos. He has scored in his last 3 at Suncorp and scored in each of his last 3 regular season Friday night games. Back to you guys.
Horny. Sebo, what are you doing?
I am taking the overs, 41.5, because the Cows can put points on, as we've seen, but they also, like, let the Dragons score 3 tries within, like, 20 minutes, right? Like, they're a good team, we know that, but they're not like some sort of Penrith-Melbourne defensive outfit. So I'm liking the overs in this. It's all, like, even though there hasn't been a great game between these two recently, like the old kind of Cows versus Broncos, I think there's going to be a bit of a, like, everyone's going to get up for it because, you know, Broncos don't have pain. Cows, they're just like, we're at top of the table. Now, I'm going Val, because Val's in form. And then Felt, praying Tom doesn't put some dumb fucking hat-trick bet on social media later. Those two to score, and over 41.5, 10-28. I think it's going to be a high-scoring, tight-ish affair.
Okay. All right. Didn't think that it was necessary to attack me there. I've got Nanai anytime, which is nice to hear rando stats that really work out for me. And then Tristan Saylor's coming to the side. You want to talk about footballers, this kid. Tristan can play. So I'm excited to see how he goes. I don't know who's going to win this game. So I'm just going Nanai, Saylor, a nice little double ender. That's all I need. Not too much. I'm not asking too much of the punting gods. I'd just like a Nanai and a Saylor for me, please. And that's $8.89 rugby league cents. Edward.
I like the Cowboys here. I think that $1.85 is fairly decent for them. Obviously, Adam Reynolds comes back, but Pia Cora's out. They've got multiple injuries. Reece Walsh is out. They're missing a bit of rugby league spark, and they haven't started the season that well. So I like the Cowboys here. And I like Val Holmes, who's having a fucking day out this season. An incredible footballer and a big game player. And this is a big game for them. It's a fucking huge game for the Cowboys going down to Brisbane, the derby, the arch enemy. Okay, for them to get a win at Suncorp would be fucking delicious. That's Christmas come early stuff. And Val Holmes, again, he reeks of a try at Suncorp behind enemy lines. 491.
Just to back you up, Eddie, on Val, I think his handicap has been dropping significantly in the last kind of week or so, like playing comp, dropping a handicap.
Golf handicap.
And there is nothing that gets you up and about than playing a few good rounds of competition golf.
Yep.
Like, you feel like you can take on the fucking world. So that's just a bit of, like, you're going to get boring stats from, like, you know, the betting websites and stuff, but you've got to look beyond sometimes and go digging for, like, is this guy going to score? And it's shit like that.
Well, I think you're getting 325 for Val. I'm fucking, yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
They're using Val a little bit differently this year. He was used as a decoy a lot last year, which frustrated the living shit out of me. They're not doing it this year. So I think Val, I don't think you'll be getting threes for him for very long. So I think
get him when you can.
Yeah, the fact he's a threes operator now, after last week, is crazy.
Let me have a quick
look. And when Nanai's like 230 or something.
Well, he's fucking short as shit. So Nanai is 255. You're going to get 350. For Val.
Wow.
Come on, giddy up. So, yeah, Cowboys Val, 491.
Boys, I am super excited for Friday. My issue with Friday night footy is that you have the first game and then there's not much time in between the first and the second game. You're trying to squeeze dinner in, a few beers, whatever. It's a bit chaotic. I love that this Friday, 4 p.m., it'll finish at 6. 2 hours to prepare ourselves for this Queensland derby.
What will you do to prepare yourself? What do you reckon? What's the
process? Haven't thought about it yet.
Do you have a shower? Do you towel off?
Might be a shower in there. I'll probably be sweating dicks after the first game, so that might be necessary. But I just thought...
Bit of crust, mate. Maybe for this, Jimmy.
Yeah, a few Keith Urbans, bit of crust. I'll go down the street. And I'm looking at this game and I'm going, what would be my perfect Friday night? Because I can see it coming. And this is my first crack at an immortal bet, by the way. I will nominate each time I'm doing it this year.
Is that
thinking a high-scoring game. I think that both teams go 20-plus points. As you said, Tristan Saylor, love him. Huge value on Val. Kyle Felt owes us a bit. And I think the Cows, 1-12. Now, you're getting $102.50 for that. I don't mind my odds here, boys. I like this bet.
Val,
I
like, bet so
it's basically my bet plus one leg, but for $100. Because I said it's going to be tight scoring and overs, which you've got there, cows 1 to 12, both teams over 20. I've got Val and Feld. You've just added in Saylor.
Oh, it's a fucking good bet. And it's fucking 10 times.
These two teams, they move the football. They take risks. I'm not convinced on either of them defensively. I reckon we get a high scoring absolute cracker here.
This will be a horny bet.
$102.50. That would be biblical.
Yeah, that would be.
All the best to you, Guru. Yep. And Slade Morley. Broncos over 41.5 and Saylor, $8.76.
We shall see, Slade.
I don't hate that bet either.
Guys are right. I'm obviously pro Slade though, and I'm an idiot, so I don't know anything. Let's move on. We've got match of the round: Manly v the Dragons at Wynn Stadium. 3.35 for the Dragons, $1.33 for Manly. 9.5 rugby league points is the line. The total 46.5. Rando,
22 and dry in the gong. Which has been a pretty dangerous place for the Seagulls. They have only won 2 of their 11 games at the venue. They've also lost 7 of their last 10 games against the Dragons. They have failed to cover the line in 5 of their last 6 games as favourite away as well. So maybe take those Dragons at plus 12.5. I know Tom and Eddie won't be. But just in case Sebo and Guru are listening, I do have good news for the Seagulls, though. The Dragons, they have conceded 11 tries on their right side, with 4 of those tries coming from cutout passes. Guess who the cutout target has been? It's been Ben Hunt defensively every time, and the left centre has taken him on each time. Stubby Cooler looks good value here to score anytime.
I saw those stats coming from Rando, I'm not going to lie. This has always been a problem game.
I said to you on Monday, I believe, Tom, that this fixture historically, as a Seagulls fan, has been very, very tough to swallow.
Yeah.
It's been a cunt of a fixture.
It's been an absolute cunt. Like, it's been like swallowing razor blades.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's been fucking awful.
Yeah. But that was then. This is now. Yeah. Like, different year sort of stuff. Yeah. We're looking better this year than
we've ever looked.
There's a different energy.
And we're bouncing back off a robbery.
We're fucking bouncing back. And this is actually one where I opted to go like against the stats. I was like, you know what, dude? Fuck all that bullshit from Rando. I'm going old school, old fashioned, Old Testament Tom. Manly v the Dragons. This is a Manly 13 plus all over. We're looking good. We're different. It's different.
No, it's different.
It's different now. Manly 13 plus, Tommy Cooler, Hamole, and Brooks, 68-83. Fuck you, Dragons. Fuck you, Mad Dragon. We're going to win, and we're going to win well.
I like that, Tom. I tell you what, Hamole is, he's, he didn't, like, last week, actually, he was almost first try scorer. Let's put that in there. The week before, he was denied twice when he should have scored at least one of them. I don't care what anyone says. He's out to $3 now, Hamole. And we're playing the Dragons. Mm. Who the fuck's stopping him from St. George? I mean, really?
No disrespect, dude.
No disrespect whatsoever, but bunch of fucking
soft cocks.
Soft cocks, Tom. Thank you. Might have said something else if we had to edit out. So I like Hamole at $3 if you're going to give me that sort of value. And he's not going 3 weeks without scoring. We all know that. Now, DCE, you remember how just last season he'd just pop up in the middle, would make a break, and who'd have his hand up screaming for the seed, just always backing up the boys? DCE, I think a line break leads to a DCE try this weekend. DCE Hamole, $9.01 against a pathetic rugby league side.
I'm going to double dip the chip this week. Garrick and Turbo, I'm going to back him again. And as I said earlier, the Dragons, the only way I've seen them come close to scoring the last few weeks is kick the ball up and hope that Lomax comes down with it. So I'm going to chuck him in there. Garrick, Turbo, Lomax, $8.50. Don't love it, to be
honest. Yeah, how do we feel about 3 try scorers for $8.50?
It's not great.
Yeah.
I don't like your odds. Mm. Sorry.
No, that's fair. I'll wear that.
Because last week you got great odds, and it seems like this week you're not getting very good odds at all.
No, that's kind of leads into my bet. I looked at the try scorers and I was like, you're just not getting it here. You're just not getting it. You're like, maybe I'll go forward. Yeah, they're short as well. You know what I mean? And you're just like, everyone's short. So I thought,
That's why Skip's in there for me.
Yeah.
Skip hasn't scored this year, and I reckon he's fucking not a bad price at like fives.
Yeah, fives is
talking about Cherry Evans?
Yeah.
Bro, is it 320?
Yeah.
He's short as fuck.
Is he?
That's why I left him. Fucking talk to me about value. Fuck. What is doing?
Is he that short?
Yeah, you might have taken him for a double.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because you've got a forward end.
He's 320. Not double. Oh, I thought he was like 485.
Whereas you get 370 for Brooks ain't great either, but I'd like to wrangle a Brooks.
He'd be nice. That does add up to my odds.
Like, interesting. I still think it's going to be like a smoke. Like, I can't remember, like humping. What was the one that's like the first one off the thumping, pumping, humping.
Oh, thumping, yeah. Pumping and a humping. Yeah. Or a pumping, humping.
I think the first one.
We'll have to go and check the tapes.
Yeah, we'll go back and check the tapes.
We'll do that. Yeah. Why doesn't someone do it for us? You're going to be living next week.
Yeah. But I think it's a thumping maybe. Like over 21 points. I thought, like, because that's what I used to do in Rugby League Live 3, I think it is. If you beat one of the housemates by over 21 points, they owed you a steak. That was the thing. So I've set that line here at 21.5 because I think Manly pumping, but I don't know. Like, I don't want to have to put together 10 try scorers to get some decent odds and just miss out on one. So I'm like, okay, they're going to pump him. I'll take that alternate line. And then just to boost it up a bit, second half with the most tries. It's just like Dragons might hang in the fight for a little bit, like they did against the Cows, and then just go and get pumped for 7-10. It's just like basically 7-10 is going Manly fuck them up, and in the second half, they fuck them up even more for 7-10.
I think the Dragons are going to be one of the great pains in the ass this year for punting. They're going to fucking suck.
They're going to fuck you over a million times. They always are that way.
That's why everyone hates them. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, everyone hates them because they're boring to watch, but people hate them more because they fuck up bets.
Yeah.
I'd be, 21.5 slot for Manly.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah, we threw away 14 points.
I know I'm sitting here saying that it's a different year, new Manly, but.
And I've got 13 plus and 50 try scorers, but I'm just like. You know.
Yeah, but the 13 plus is still worlds away from 21.
You're right. No, I know, but I've got 100 tries.
Shane Flanagan also arriving from the Manly season.
I was thinking intel that there. As well. Yeah, some intel. But sometimes you can give, like, you can't, like, you know, Joey's a great player, but he can't force feet. He can't put himself into players.
Fair.
So that would be, but listen, Slade Morley of Dragons fan fame, he's gone Sully Dragons 13 plus, 27-11. That's a stupid fucking bet. But it's also terrifying. Next up, fellas. Titans v. the Fish at Cbus. $2.15 for the Titans, $1.70 for the Fish, 2.5 line, and the total 45.5 rando.
Be 25 degrees, 50% chance of rain, 5 millimetres expected, so pretty light. The Titans, well, they have been absolutely hopeless. They average 2 points per game, 1 line break per game, and 3 offloads per game from the whole team. Quite crazy stuff there. They have lost their last 5 games as the underdog and lost both games to Finns last year. Wayne Bennett, more impressively, has won his last 12
Dwayne
NRL
Bennett?
Matches. Not Dwayne, not to be confused with Dwayne. No, Wayne Bennett. He's won his last 12 NRL matches on the Gold Coast. Hasn't lost there since 2009, so it should be Finns up. The Titans, speaking of shot middles and bad underbellies, they've conceded 36% of their tries through the middle. So there's two options here. You take Hammer at 240, which is pretty good value. But another double-barreled name comes to mind, and that is Jeremy Marshall-King. The Titans have conceded 3 tries to dummy half runs. JMK did it against the Red V last week. I reckon he does it again here against the Titans.
Can I kick us off here?
Yep.
Finns head-to-head, JMK, Hamiso, anytime try score, $12.80. It is Wednesday lunchtime. Hamiso has already fucking scored. Thanks for coming.
Mate.
JMK, Tino gone from that side. They're going to be weak through the middle. And, mate, I don't know if I'm missing something, but the Dolphins at $1.70 against the Titans.
Crazy.
Without Tino? Have I missed something?
Well, they think Fifita may come back. Jaden Campbell come back. I had a testy pop, not a big deal.
I'm going Command C, Command V.
Yeah. I had basically the exact same bet, but I moved the line. I moved the line to -4.5 because I still think they beat the fuck out of him, and it gets me to 14.05. But, like, Fish Hammer JMK, thank you. And what was the line again? Was it?
Got to be 2.5.
Where is it? 2.5 points? You move it to fucking 4.5 and you get 14.05. Thank you, sir. Thank you. If I don't get up there, I'll never get up again in my life. Seba?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if I Command C, Command V, Guru's bet. Because I had Titans, Finns, halftime, full-time. Because I think Titans, they might go back to what they know and go, look, let's just go back to scoring a few tries in the first half and then go get obliterated in the second half. Just back to their classic DNA. Now they got, you know, Campbell back. Look, It's good. I'm just going to command C, command V that one.
There you go.
You got to, like, sometimes you got to think about strategy. And this is just a strategy play.
It's a good bet, though.
Yeah. Watch it. Watch the fish win by one, and
bro,
I'll
if they win by 1-4, yeah. us three are going.
They're
going to
win by
2. We're having the time of our fucking lives.
And I've got to, like, follow you around and fucking buy your drinks.
If they win by 2, like, one or two, like, that'll just be...
I'll shout
both,
you ears.
Both fixtures between these sides ended in a 2-point win to the Dolphins.
Oh, boy. The stars are aligning.
I can fucking take that if I want. Nah, I'm not too late. Well, it's not too late. I'll just stick with it. Bit of fun. Sweet. And what's our little fucking Slade Morley doing?
Finn's minus 25.
Now, that might be meant to be 2.5, I reckon.
Minus 25.
Finn's minus 2.5. Herbie, 3.87.
Yep, sure, Slade. Feel like you just phoned that one in, but that's all right. Next up, we got the Warriors v. the Knights. We're at Go Media. $1.44 for the Warriors, $2.80 for the Knights. 6.5 points is the line, and the total 41.5. Rando,
We have an 18-degree day, light rain in the morning expected in New Zealand, but should be okay. Now the Knights, they're shocking at Go Media Stadium. They've only won 2 of their last 15 games. The Warriors, they were 6-1 at night at home last season. Surprise, surprise, the edges are once again the Warriors' weak zone. They've conceded a third of their tries on either edge. The right centre and left winger have cashed in the most. Those two players scored for the Knights last week. So either Inari or Gagai to combine for one try is paying a juicy $1.92.
Juicy.
Juicy.
I mean, for both of them to just score one. Just score
juicy.
One.
Juicy. I'm like, juicy, me. This better be fucking $1.92.
Juicy's like $4.
Juicy. Fucking
just
hell.
Not getting the same juice from where
that
I'm getting
is
it
from. The most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Juicy.
Oh my
that's
God.
Disgusting. Was
I've never seen a human run faster into a trap. My God.
Paying a juicy $1.92.
Just want to make sure you guys are listening to me,
you know? Yeah. 19.2 if you're fucking fuck the decimal.
I got Waz, DWZ 2+, 473. Not much there. DWZ, has he bagged a double this year? I don't know if he has.
He has.
He has. The other week.
2 weeks ago.
Well, fuck it. I'm hoping he goes again.
It's pretty short.
It's a shit bet, dude.
I've been sucking Luke Metcalf's penis for the last couple of weeks, and I will continue to go down on the great man. I like him to score a try. And AFB, who's just a fucking handful, especially early in matches, first 20 sort of stuff. Watch out for my unit scooper. The big fella's fucking just giving him hell at the moment. I like him. $9.99 for the two of them.
Boys,
my
boy Kai Pierce-Paul looks like he's earned an 80-minute rollout there, and I am going to die on this.
He's going to flog this bloke to death, aren't you?
Yep, I sure am. $5.20, and I reckon next week they're playing the Dragons. You'll all be on with me next week is my little prediction. But I'm going to take KPP and RTS playing fullback. He has to cross. I really like this bet. Until I saw that the Lippy did the exact same fucking bet as me, which hurt. But since hearing...
No, but Slade's all right. Slade,
since I found out he's a Slade, though, the tide might have turned a little bit.
I'm copying that and pasting it. Fuck it. I hated my bet.
I hate it now. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
Get off that.
Right.
There we go.
Oh,
sorry,
Ruth. You copy his fucking bet?
You've completely fucked Kai Pierce.
Sorry, Ruth.
Kai won't score now.
No. Sorry, Ruth. Suck on my dick, bro. That's going straight in.
I hope you haven't tainted Roger there, because I got Roger. He scored last week. He just looks like a menace at the moment. As I said the other week, he looks like someone you'd follow into battle, and that just got confirmed. Now he's fullback. So he should just he should have a few more looks. And I'm taking Waz minus 6.5 because I had a vibe that the Knights sucked in New Zealand. And I'm double staking this. 4.13.
Wow. I'm just getting buddy. Yeah. Okay, big dick.
I'm getting I just had a feeling.
Okay, like, big Willie.
Yeah. Double staking. Not triple, just doubling.
Sure.
Okay. As Rue already alluded to, Slade Morley is also doing the same bet as Rue and I. Rue and I on the same thought path here with our bets, which I always like. Stronger together, Rue. Next up, we got
Shah. I want to jump off my bed.
Shah, we've already moved on. Based
on a lucky wheel next of game.
Sharks v Raiders. Mate, so I can't imagine when we win together, dude. It's going to be nice. It'll be a bonding session. Sharks v Raiders, Shark Park. $1.60 for the Sharks, $2.35 the Raiders, 4.5 points the line, total 41.5 points. Rando.
22 and overcast for this game at Shark Park. Now the Sharks, they have a hoodoo against the Raiders, losing 9 of their last 10 games. More to that, the favourite in these head-to-head matches have failed to cover the line in 14 of the last 16 games. The Raiders, in terms of tries, have conceded half their tries this year in the Strange to Young channel. Unsure which side Talakai and Wilton will play, as they're both usually on the left, but I do know that Jesse Ramien will be at right centre. I'm expecting early ball from Nico aimed straight at Strange and Ramien crashing through. He scored in his last two against the Raiders.
Okay, interesting. I like Raiders plus 4.5. They're just a fucking tough team to play, I reckon. And things aren't clicking at Shark in Sharkland yet. Like Hines and Trindle aren't really vibing each other. You know, they're trying to go out and get to know each other's bods, but it's not really working. Like one of them, they're not getting up.
Like
for
an
each
awkward
other.
Speed date.
They're still flaccid, yeah, mate.
As we've said before, Sharks the ultimate cheerleader effect team. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like when you actually look at them individually, they're not that hot. Not at the moment, anyway. I like Raiders plus 4.5, and I like the stats that Rando's provided. Unders, I think's the go here. I just see this being another shit up. Like, all the Raiders games, you just fucking grind it out. It's like 18-10 or something like that. So I like the unders. And my boy Zach Hosking, I know he's on the bench, but I like him coming on with fresh legs. Giving it to him. Getting up and working. Big fan of him, as we know. $20.49. Like, Zach comes on with fresh legs, baby. I like this bet.
Okay.
For that price.
Okay. Saba?
I am taking just a double ender here, but I kind of thought it out a little bit more than just slapping, you know, down a double ender and
this
jumping on.
This isn't just a sexual gratification thing.
It's like I've taken the catalogue and had a proper look at which one.
So basically you're trying to convince us that we should slide onto it with you.
Yeah. Look, I think Sharks are going to bounce back, and you might think, go to your boy Mulatalo. But Talakai's moved in now, right? So then, and Nico needs a bounce back better than anyone because he's like, am I still hot? Like, I've actually only had a couple. Everyone goes, Nico's been far too good for far too long. It's like, he's only had a couple of years. He's going to start feeling that pressure of like, I need to bounce back. I'm going to use Katoa. I'm going to get him over there. Timiko, he's just like, I think you get good value on him. It's something like threes or fours. He seems to crash over. Perfect guy for a bit of a slugfest. 12.89. For just two guys. In the Manly game, you had to have like six guys to get that sort of value. Mm.
Timiko is paying $3.50, which is why I've got him in my bet as well, Sebo. I like the Raiders. I've gone back to my Huddy well. He looks like the guy from One Day, which has been coming up in a lot of conversations a lot this week.
Sure has.
So I've gone Raiders, Huddy, Timiko, $15.36 again. I don't think it's a bad bet. Will it happen? Probably not. But like if the Raiders win, then Huddy and Timiko, it's not impossible. 15.36 is good money.
I've got $9.60 for mine. I think, yeah, as the Raiders do, they'll drag him down into the gutter. Shark Park, a bit of a black hole for rugby league as well. Unders 39.5, Raiders plus 8.5. And Seb Chris makes his return this week, one of Ricky Stewart's boys. I'm going to back him to cross as well. So low-scoring affair. I think they're a good shot to win him, but I'm going to take the 8.5 to be safe. One try scorer, 9.60.
Yeah, I like that.
Not bad.
I like that.
Slade's gone golden point at $16.
Don't
they
hate
do,
that either.
They do have their golden points.
I don't
They've
hate,
had
that.
Them over
I don't
the
hate
years.
That either. I don't hate that either.
But they do have them.
They do have them, but $16.
$16. It's not
like, mate. I swear it used to be like $30.
Yeah.
Bucks.
No, you know
mate,
what I mean?
Mate, it's complete not a bullshit the odds you get for it. No offense.
Yeah, you're
no
saying every game in each two rounds, eight games per round. So you're saying it takes two rounds to get to a golden point.
I don't mind golden point. Yes. I just don't like the odds.
Yes, exactly.
All right. we move on to the last game of the round. Eels Tigers Combank Stadium Monday, Easter Monday public holiday. Is it an Easter Monday? Do you call it that, or is it Easter Sunday?
It's Easter Monday as well.
Okay.
It's Easter Friday, Easter Sunday. I think even Easter Saturday. The whole thing's Easter.
It's all Easter. Yeah.
But there's
like an
only
Easter
one
Sunday,
public
Easter
holiday.
Monday.
Is, and is Easter Friday's, Monday public holiday?
Friday's public.
Friday is.
So is Monday.
But
Monday's
is Monday. But is Monday public, or is Sunday because it's public moved to Monday? And we
always have a public holiday on Monday though.
But if you have a public holiday on a Sunday, it gets moved to Monday.
Like so
if,
technically, it's just a public holiday though, right?
Because otherwise you'd get two. So yeah. Monday's not a public holiday.
But it is one, because otherwise you would have to go to work on a Monday.
Side bet.
Well, it's not, but it's not.
Yeah, no, no, it's all side bet.
But I'm not side betting.
I'll side bet.
We don't work on a Monday, so it has to be a public holiday.
No, but what I'm saying is if you have Easter on a Sunday, right, or what's another day?
Well, just no, because
Australia Day. If Australia Day is on a Sunday, you get a public holiday on the Monday.
Right, but isn't Easter always on a Sunday? So then Monday's always going to be a public holiday because Easter's always on a Sunday.
But are you getting it because of the Sunday, or are you getting it because of the Monday? That's what I'm saying.
You're getting it because it's on a Sunday, but that means you get it on a Monday forever. So it will always be a public holiday.
But I'm saying, is the Monday the public holidays, or is the Sunday the public holiday?
Are you at work on Monday?
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
No, I do. Are you at work on Monday?
No, no, but you don't.
Answer my question. Are you at work
on Monday? No, no. Okay. But is it because of the question. Sunday? Is the Sunday moved to Monday, or is it the Monday?
It's because of the Sunday.
That is, you don't think it's the Monday, you think it's the Sunday.
The Sunday, it would shock me if it was, but it wouldn't even, doesn't matter, because it's a public holiday on the Monday. We could probably look into it, but we won't. Eels Tigers, Easter Monday, so public holiday. Bets. Yeah, I'm not having another side bet at the moment. I'm too far. I can't do it. Eels $1.50, Tigers $2.60, the Lions 6.5, the total 44.5 points. Rando, what do you got for us, brah?
It's 25 and dry. Now, the Tigers, they have the edge on this Easter Monday matchup at a core. They have won four of their last of the seven games they've played. Five of those seven games, interestingly, have been decided by 1 to 12 points. Now, in the last two seasons, when the Tigers have won their first game of the season, they've gone on to win the next week. So they love to open the season with consecutive wins when they get on the board. The Eels, they have conceded 64% of their tries down their left edge this season. There's one man everyone's hunting. That's Morgan Harper. I reckon that the Tigers will have him in the game plan. We got Ruse man, Solomon Fatape. He is running at him. He knows how to find the line. 17 tries in 22 Q Cup games last year. He's paying a pretty juicy, boys. $1.20. No. $3.45.
Jesus Christ.
I actually thought you were serious.
Yeah, so did I. You know what I mean? I don't know what to believe anymore. Rue, what are you doing?
Boys, I remember when I was a kid and Easter would roll around and you'd absolutely murder eggs all day. And you'd feel right as rain the next day. You could just go. Now, I think if I was to consume the eggs I had as an 8-year-old, I would be flat as fucking tack for a week.
Sleep for
all
a
sorts. So I'm turning to a couple of CBAs, a couple of kids that I know will bounce back from a heap of eggs on Sunday. Blaze Talangi and Lockie Galvin. Two try scorers at 5'8", two good ball runners. $20.42 on a Monday game where form goes out the fucking window. Thanks for coming.
I don't hate that bet at all.
I mean, I tried to do the same thing, just a couple guys, but give me the value. You know what I mean? And for Lane and Appy. Appy scored twice this year, I think, in both games he's played. And then Lane, the giraffe, he can, you know, there's multiple ways he can score. Multiple ways. Praying to fucking God that Dill stays on that side now that Mitch is out. But for that, you get $24.58. $24.58, which means I'm only putting a couple bucks on it to get $50 return. So, of course, I'm doubling it. I'm not an idiot. So there we are, doubled. Lane and Appy, 24-58.
I reckon you'll see Blaze play left, still play right. Yeah, right. Would be my tip.
Or maybe a kicking target. Maybe kicking a target. Cross kick.
That Blaze, that kid can play.
Play rugby league.
You may remember from a couple of years ago, different times sort of stuff. There was a Voldemort on the show who had one of the great fucking arsey bets of all time.
It's up there.
It's up there. It was basically a Tigers. Different times, but the Tigers were wooden spooners at that point. And it was Tigers to beat the Eels and Nofaluma, I think, to score two tries. Now, there isn't a Nofaluma here, and you fucking best believe I'm not going Charlie Staines, although now I've said his name, I probably should. I'm going Tigers to win, Olam 2+, 33.95.
My concern would be, just out the gate, just eyeballing this thing, is that you've used the word Voldemort bet. The Tigers are off a win. So there's no redemption. They're not coming last, and you've used a centre, not a wing.
Mm. I'm also pretty sure that it was against the Knights that
that was against the Eels. 10-1 So Tigers were massive outsiders. So that was like
It's not the right thing.
It is in that it's an Easter Monday. It's the same framework, but I'm just I can't go Charlie Staines, dude.
They always play each other on Easter Monday.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's
But it's not a Voldemort bet, really, is it? It's Olam and Tigers to win. That's basically the bet.
Olam 2+
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have a narrative. It just
doesn't match up.
Yeah.
It's all right. Listen, maybe.
So I think you should just rewrite it.
No. It's a Voldemort bet for sure, but it's just like.
But it's not, though.
Well, completely different head to head situation.
Well, it's Tigers to win.
And you get a center. But that was $10 when Voldemort.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same odds, dude. Yeah. It's not going to be a fucking Hall of Famer. It's not even going to be.
But it's a completely different situation in the head to head, and then not just the same person, but not even the same position.
No, I had Staines in there, and I said, I can't go Staines.
I think you've got to.
I can't go Staines.
Well, then change the name of the bet.
I'm not. $33.95
I got to know Will Penasini very well
the
last
year. The breadcrumb there is Dane scores 2 tries.
Yeah, it is. That's the breadcrumb. If you're smart, and I am, I will be fucking plowing that as soon as the show's wrapped up. Will Penasini, I haven't been on you this year, my brother, but I'm keen to come back out and go out for a nice pasta, a nice meal together. Maybe we'll go get some fish, maybe a barra, you know what I mean? Some nice white, and just enjoy each other's company on an Easter Monday. I like you, and I know that in the past you've liked me, so let's go and do it. And we're going to bring Bryce Cartwright along because he looks like a bit of fun, Bryce Cartwright. You know what I mean? He might bring some. Listen, he might bring some marination. Is that a word?
It is a word
for the barra. He's just going to spice things up. If you know what I'm saying, $9.04. Maybe bring a straw.
Few rumors around about Bryce Cartwright being injured. He could miss not this week, but like 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So wait, been named, but well, hang on. There's a few rumours getting around. So I think
who would he be replaced by?
A slice of Kelmar Tuolangi.
You can't change it if he's been named, by the way, just so you know. You can't change that just because Kelmar's told you something.
But when he's out, I can change it.
If he's officially out.
So I may be changing that come game day, penalties and dribbles. But $9.04 as it stands. Lippy, Penasini and Galvin, 14.38. Galvin's like he's the man on everyone's lips at the moment, isn't he?
He sure is. Yeah.
I'm behind him, but how much everyone's behind him, it's like not many people understand.
I'd be like a Kai Pierce-Paul situation.
But the meaning of June, it's meant to be a warning against the Messiah. I feel he's going to get he's almost at the level of Tigers are treating him like New South Wales treated. What's his face? Old mate. They burnt out. Newcastle Knights.
Mitch Pearce.
Piercy?
No.
Mullen.
Mullen.
Yeah. Mitchell Pearce on the podcast this week, by the way.
Old socks for hamstrings.
Yeah. I mean, I'm behind Galvin, but I fear for the kid. 18-year-old, now everyone's like, oh my God, he's a hero. You're like, oh shit.
The Mullen treatment.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that is...
Is that is? Where's what's That's the lippy doing?
Me. I've already done it.
Oh, you've done it. Beautiful. All right, let's get to our unit scoopers, punters and dribblers. We are...
Listen, last week I was watching my rugby league football, okay? I was watching the Warriors take on fucking... Who was it?
Raiders.
And I saw AFB cross first, and I would...
Which he's done twice.
And I'm just like, fuck, this guy likes sniffing out a try early. And I'm going to go again. Yeah. Maybe I'm a week late, but if he fucking scores again and I'm not on him, I'm going to have a brat attack. So I'm going to back him in. $19 AFB first.
A brat attack? Yeah. What's that?
I'm going to lose it. I'm going to have a tantrum.
Oh, okay. Fuck, I've never heard that before. Brad. Oh, you said Brad. I am, again, this is desperation stakes for me, but I can see Nanai scoring 2 against the Broncos. He's good for 1, maybe 2, and then Homole against the Dragons 2. So Nanai 2, Homole 2, 118.75. Would it shock you? Yep.
Yeah, it would. Sebo. Righto, bruh.
Yep. I'm going to make my first crack at the Ozaki. I'm going to have 3 cracks.
Pretty early.
Yeah, but in thirds. You know how we split up the hot seat into thirds? I think I'm going to do an Ozaki in each third. And the odds you don't get as good anymore because obviously...
What did I get last time?
198 I used to get for an Ozaki, but then it banged. First person to hit one. They brought it down to
160. You're the first one to hit one ever.
Yeah, 100%. And I think this round's kind of, there's injuries and it's early on, but I'm
got a bit of conviction behind it. Roosters minus 4.5. Like, Roosters are a different team this year. No Nath. Yes, Rando said that the Panthers aim up against him, but they're firing. They're firing. Bunnies minus 6.5. Dead cat bounce. They're going to come back and beat the Dogs. Surely, even if it's the last game they win in the year, minus 6.5, I think they can cover. Cows minus 1.5. Broncos are injured as fuck. Cows are humming. Manly minus 9.5 against the Dragons. If it wasn't being played down there, it would be minus 19.5. Finns minus 2.5. Easy. Titans suck. Wires minus 6.5. Knights suck in New Zealand. Raiders plus 4.5 because the Sharks aren't looking great and the Raiders just drag people down and beat the hell out of you. Tigers plus 6.5 because this is the matchup that's usually close. They're coming off a win. 6.5 points for Para without Mitchell Moses, and the Tigers feel like a corner has been turned, and maybe it's just one more game they've got to do and then they shit the bed again. But 169.80 for that. That's my first official Ozaki 8. Mm. Just had to get it all out there so I could clip up each little leg.
Not bad.
Yeah, no.
Not bad.
He's already planning on the win there. That was fucking, that was good. I liked it. Rue.
Boys, I tried a few different unit scoopers in here and I just fucking hated all of them. Couldn't find anything. So I thought, you know, I'm going to take a little break. Picked up my phone, jumped on Instagram, and boys, I don't know about you, but all I've seen for the last 24 hours has been Jack Black fucking everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
See all that
content
everywhere.
Country Panda 4.
Just kept on appearing everywhere. And then I thought, you know what, maybe there's something in this. And I found this picture of Jack Black in a Panthers jersey. We'll put it in the thing after. Panthers number 4. And then down the bottom it says Dragon Warrior. I don't know what the fucking context is in any way, shape or form. And I looked at it for a while trying to work it out. And I thought, you know what, my unit scoop is going to be the number 4 from Penrith, Dragons and the Warriors. Jack Black bet. This week. Nice. Taylor May, Jack Black, Adam Pollock.
That's a good one. That's also the first ever Jack Black bet that we've had on the show, shockingly.
And there's a Jack in it, which helps a lot.
The initials JB of Jack Bird got me very excited.
That's very, very, very interesting.
I just love it
That's very interesting.
There's a good constitution. You know what I mean? And it just naturally spits out good odds for you.
Yeah. That's nice. 64.58.
And the Lippy first try scorers, Dommy Young, I'd imagine, Scotty Drink, Jesse Ramian, and Sean Russell for $20,000.
Shit, I'm having a crack at that. Are you kidding me? Well, as if you wouldn't. $20,000.
I have to double check it, but that's what it was. Yeah.
Dommy fucking first try scorer, not beyond the realms of possibility. Scotty Drink scores tries. Ramy and Rando stats backed up, and Sean Russell's a winger.
And his name's Slade.
And his name's Slade.
You gotta have a look. That's getting $10.
Of course it fucking is.
Getting a tenner. Imagine that, 200K off the back of Slade. He did look after us that night.
He looked after us,
He does look after us.
Slade looks after us. Slade does look after you. Fucking kidding me? I am going to get on that.
Yeah, no, Slade does look after you.
You got it. Sorry, Slade. We're all on that. Thank you. You just checking it here, Sebo? Yeah. Just checking his working? I think we need to check the working before we move on.
Seems like a lot of money.
It does seem like a lot of money. $20,000?
That's the biggest we've seen on the show, surely. I don't think we've seen anything.
No, I don't think so.
That's game set match of this thing. Yeah. So.
Neds will be very upset.
Well, listen. You know,
where are we, Sebo?
They won't let Slade back on the show, that's for sure.
1,800 with three of them, and then just got to throw in
Shawnee Russ.
Could you imagine if this got up, how many dribblers would just have a little Michelle on this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate.
Oh, I've ruined it.
It'd be Red Rover.
Ruin Neds.
Yep.
It's right.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
20,460.
Get on this before the show gets up and they close the market.
Oh, well, I'll be on before the show goes live because this thing fucking, this gets closed, surely.
And this thing will probably fucking, you'll see this trending.
It's going to be crunched. It's going to be crunched.
This will get absolutely pounded.
That's the bet of the week, that one. Holy shit. I love that.
Yeah. Spare a thought for Ned's traders. Try to manage risk.
All right, let's get to the hot seat, punters and dribblers. Rue is up.
All right, I find myself in the hottest of seats this week. Shout out to Eddie, who told you he was going to settle in for 7 weeks. He lasted one by my count. Guys, I am looking down the barrel of about 6 or 7 weeks, getting all of those right to win $1,000 cash. For me, the smart money is backing these three Pelicans to do fuck all and myself fall ass first into $1,000. in a few weeks' time. So I'm going to go with Morgan Smithies. I've wore my nut trucker hat. My guy has played 3 games in the NRL. He's come up with 2 tackle breaks, and that is the only fucking attacking stat he has had across those 3 weeks. Morgan Smithies, $7.50. I am well aware I do not have the ability to get 2 bets right in a row, let alone fucking 6. So I'm going to let these 4 fuck around. We know Tom's not going to get a bet. Eddie might jag 1. Sebo, potentially 1. I think I'm going to be sitting pretty at the end of round 11. Back here with $1,000 cash in my hands and one step closer to a baggy green. You got to play smart sometimes. This is real eyes up shit. I will see you in about 6 or 7 weeks.
All right, there it is. We are done for another week. Shout out to everyone for tuning in. Shout out to Ned's. Apologies for Slade Morley's bet. It's a good one. We'll see you all next week.
Bye. Ciao.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.